Again, thank you so much for tuning into your community radio station, KRBD Ketchikan. I'm Maria Dudzak. I am joined in the studio by Sherry Davis. She is with the Rainy Day Quilters Quilt Guild and is here to tell us a bit about the Quilts of Valor program, along with some general information about the Rainy Day Quilters. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. The Rainy Day Quilters Guild is a group of people who started out just a group of women who were quilters who thought it would be fun to quilt together. We had an interesting conversation about that the other day with Barb Massenberg, who's one of the original charter members, and telling us about how they started. It was pretty interesting. But we have a group of, 50 to 80 women in town who join the guild to help promote education in the quilting thing with field, and also just camaraderie and get somebody to get together with that you who enjoys the same things you enjoy.
And you, I was going to say, you often bring in guest quilters to teach things.
We do. We've brought in most of the more famous teachers, international and national teachers over the years, to teach classes, and thus we have a core group of people who have extraordinary skills in quilting. If you go to quilt shows in other places and then compare them to our quilt show every year in February, the quality is there in ours. I mean, you can see these people have really had a lot of education and have expanded their skills a lot.
And I think a lot of people are familiar with your quilt show that comes up in February.
Yeah. I'll be back to talk about it right before the show. But, February, mid-February, we have a quilt show every year, so far every year. And it's quite interesting to see how many quilts can be produced in this town in 1 year, because for the most part, the quilts we have are ones that haven't been around very long, because you can't show them over and over again at a quilt show. So you see the progress people are making and the quantity that some of these people produce. I think some of them don't sleep, but that's my theory.
And are they all members of the Quilt Guild, or are there people who maybe you don't – the hidden talents or something that aren't out
there?
Well,
there's a lot
visible.
Of people in town that are not members of the Quilt Guild who quilt. Yeah, we have a lot of quilters in Ketchikan, and I know that from having worked at the Silver Thimble when it was around and just being around people
everybody
in town
fabric.
And talking to people about what they do. And, yeah, it's an amazing number of people here that quilt, and a small portion of them belong to the Quilt Guild. We'd like more, but you know how that goes.
And you also do a lot of service projects.
We do a lot of service projects, and I'm mainly here to talk about the one that we are really excited about right now, and that is the Quilts of Valor. It's a program that started, I think, 2003, and has expanded and expanded, and it's nationwide. And What it amounts to is people make quilts out of good quality fabric, and they have them quilted usually by a long arm quilter, which means they are done in a professional way, and they then are given to the Quilts of Valor Foundation, or in a community like ours that one of the organizations, we get we put labels on them. We pick out veterans, and we give these quilts to the veterans as a thank you for their service. Basically, thank you for your service, sacrifice, and valor is the statement that we make. And this week on Friday, we're going to be at the Pioneer Home, and we're going to give 6 quilts to veterans at the Pioneer Home. We actually did a presentation at our quilt show last year to, I think, 12 or 13 veterans, and we want to make sure that the veterans at the Pioneer Home, who are some of our oldest veterans, of course, get taken care of. So we're doing a special in-between promotion thing, and we're going to do it at 1:30 this Friday at the Pioneer Home. And the reason we're doing it on Friday is it makes it easier on the Pioneer Home, since they don't have as big a staff on the weekends. Everyone is welcome to come. It's in the main dining room of the Pioneer Home, and anybody can direct you there. And it's a lot of fun to see these people receive quilts, even people that may be you know, getting not as with it as they were, they spark up, they perk up, they get excited when they see, when they get one of these quilts and have the attention paid to them for it. I've talked to a lot of veterans who felt like, especially newer veterans, more recent, like Vietnam War on, who just didn't feel thanked or appreciated. And this is something that we can do that thanks anyone who's served our country in that way and made those sacrifices, and it's great to do. You just love seeing their looks on their faces.
You mentioned it's a national program, so you can either submit, if someone wanted to make a quilt, they could submit it to the program, or you said there is a local component. Is that, how does that work?
Well, if you are interested in becoming involved in this program, we're doing it through the Guild, but you don't have to be a Guild member to be involved. And what we hope to do, I'm kind of in charge of it right now, what we hope to do is start having regular get-togethers where we sew quilts. And we did that recently, made several quilts in one day. And we'd like to have more people involved. And like I say, you do not have to be a member of the Quilt Guild. You can just come and help. And I'm going to start advertising, at least, you know, letting people know that we're going to have one of these things and that you're welcome to join us. And you can get... understand what size, you know, they like them to be a certain size so that they can be more usable. And we do a lot of red, white, and blue. It doesn't have to be red, white, and blue, and or it can be red, white, and blue and other colors as well. But if you are interested in this at all, you can call me, Sherry Davis. I'm in the phone book. And I think you'd find that it's a very worthwhile thing to do. That's the kind of thing that when we do that in the Guild, when we give something to somebody that really appreciates it, makes you feel good about being a Guild member or being a quilter at all. So.
And how are they selected? I imagine there are quite a few veterans around.
Well, I've got an ever-growing list, and that's another thing. People could let me know if they know of a veteran that could use a quilt. We and that's everybody, anybody who's been a veteran. We have, an ever-growing list, and we probably, I mean, I could do this till I was 200 probably and not run out of people. But we're doing the Pioneer Home. We're thinking older veterans because they might not be with us too much longer. We're going to try to get to some of those. We've got veterans who are members of the Quilt Guild's family who fit that category that we want to try to get to. So it's not a scientific process. We're just saying, okay, well, this time we're going to give one to so-and-so. And so far it's working well, although we've only been doing this for a short while, but you'd be amazed at how much enthusiasm people have for making these quilts. It's fun. It makes you feel good, and you know you're doing something for a good cause.
I imagine it takes quite a while to make a quilt. I am not a quilter, so I do not know. But I imagine it takes a while, so you can only do so many.
Well, we can only do so many, and we do have limitations on time, obviously, but... you know, you can make a fairly simple quilt in not too many hours. And what we've been doing is we've been producing like a kit to make a certain block. And then we grab all those blocks from people, give us all those blocks, and we put them together in a quilt on one of these sew days. So that works pretty well. And we can get people involved in that if you don't want to make a whole quilt. Maybe you want to make a few blocks or just help in some other way. Come and help us iron while we're putting the blocks together, that kind of thing. We did it recently in the mall across the hall from Soft Goods and Green Things because that's a nice place to sew, and the mall has been letting us use a space that's not being used right now very generously. And we hope to have several more of those during the winter and keep going at it because, as you say, we need lots of quilts. So we're just going to produce them as many as we can and get to as many veterans as we can, and it's just going to be an ongoing process.
And do you need fabric donations, or do you...
Fabric donations would be lovely because some people don't have stashes of fabric like I have. But it needs to be high quality quilting fabric, not something you bought at, pardon me, but Walmart or something, because these things need to last and they're going to be washed, especially, for instance, if they're at the Pioneer Home or something and they're using it on their bed, it's going to get washed a lot. And so we're trying to produce them in a way that makes them last a long time. And I would think they'll be passed down. You know, somebody gets a quilt of valor, their family's going to want to keep it.
And you're donating your time and energy to do this. Are people who are doing the finishing quilting donating their time
the
as well?
The long arm quilters that are a lot of them are doing that, and we've got Margie Kraft does long arm quilting here, and Jill Bennett, and both of those ladies have generously donated their time to quilt many of the quilts we've done. And then Valerie Sandusky also has a long arm machine. She doesn't do it as a profession, but she generously quilted a couple of the ones that I have at home to give to people on Friday. So it's been a generous thing that people are doing, and there are long arm quilters around the country that can be asked to do these quilts. You can mail them to somebody and have them do it, but so far we're trying to do much of it in-house in town, and we've been very successful.
Okay, so if somebody is interested in helping out, getting involved, wanting to learn more, you mentioned you're in the phone book if they want to call you. Do you have a regular meeting that people
can show up? We have a regular meeting of the Quilt Guild that's the fourth Tuesday of every month, and it's at the Holy Name in the basement, the back side of the building, down in their main hall. And we start at 6:30, and we'd be welcome anybody who wants to come. They don't have to, as I said, they don't have to join the guild, but of course we'll encourage that. But if you come to a meeting, we'd be happy to work with you and help you get started, or, you know, let you know when our next sewing time is, or that kind of thing. And like I say, I'm going to try to start putting those on KRBD and in the paper and whatever, so that people are aware that we're doing it, and not just within our group.
Okay, anything else that you wanted to mention?
I guess I should say the mission of Quilts of Valor is to cover service members and veterans touched by war with comforting and healing quilts of valor. And if you go online, Quilts of Valor Foundation is online, and they tell you more about it.
All right. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Sherry Davis, and again, that coming up on Friday at the Pioneer Home at 1:30, there is the presentation of the quilts that they have completed for this time period. And again, if you'd like to help, you can contact Sherry or head to their next quilting meeting.